Joining us on the Northwest Phenomenon Hotline, it is Patty, or should we call you Patricia? Which one?
Patty's fine.
Patty from Mount Rainier National Park. Okay, so I know there is a missing hiker national park there at Mount Rainier. So I guess let me ask you, what are the conditions right now up there?
Right now we're transitioning from fall to winter in the park. So it's kind of typical fall weather where one day it might seem kind of sunny. The next day we may have some snow down low. The freezing level's dropping. So it's definitely transitioning into winter at this point.
At this point, how long has the hiker been missing? And should we, do we go by a name or do we just call him missing hiker? I don't want to be like insensitive to his family.
No. Oh, no. His family has got the word out. Of course, they're very concerned, as anyone's family would be. It's Dr. Duvall, and he has came into the park on October 13th. Fortunately, he left word with someone of his itinerary, and we were notified, I think, the following day that he hadn't returned, the day following his initial return date. So yes, it's Dr. Duvall.
Do you guys have any updated leads on the missing hiker or the doctor?
We do have a couple leads. We did have somebody who saw him in one of the backcountry camps and along his route, and then we did find a water bottle that was believed to belong to Dr. Duvall as well. So we do have a couple things that we have been able to track down.
Are you able to give the information of where you guys found the water bottle?
All I know is it was along his planned route, so I don't have the specifics on where that was.
And on his planned route, where was that? Where was his planned route to be?
So he was hiking up in the Mother Mountain area.
And for those...
Which is in the northwest area of the park, so near Carbon River area.
And is that typically an easy hike up that way? The terrain looks very, very treacherous.
Well, there is a trail up there. It's I don't have the statistics for that trail itself to provide you, but we do know that Dr. Duvall has some experience hiking, not extensive experience, but he's definitely been out hiking before and had decided to head up to the Mother Mountain area to do an overnight trip.
Is it snowing up in that area where his planned route was?
I do not know. It's in the backcountry.
Uh-huh.
We are expecting snow down to 2,500 feet this weekend, which would definitely be in that area.
And
at this exact time, I don't know.
Yeah. Do you guys have any other leads other than the water bottle? Have you guys found any clothes or anything of that nature?
We have not.
What is the status of the search? Is it recovery mode at this point? Or, I mean, obviously you don't have anything to recover, but are you guys still...
We're still searching. We're searching, and we are, you know, continuing to hope for the best. The conditions are not looking well for him, but we are continuing to search.
All right. I guess my last question to you right now is, if someone was to go, let's say they had a planned hike like Mr. Duvall here, what would you tell someone if they were lost in the woods in the backcountry? Because I'm not an avid hiker. What is, like, I guess maybe they would know their own protocol, but is it to stay put if you, like, you think you get lost?
Definitely stay on the trail. Don't wander off the trail. If you come to a river crossing, you know, right now there's a lot of water in the rivers. We have a lot of bridges that are washed out, you know, foot crossings. If you're not experienced, if the crossing looks unsafe, either turn around and go back the other way or wait for assistance if you require assistance. Unfortunately, there is no cell phone coverage in the area that Dr. Duvall is in, so you really can't rely on cell phone coverage in the park. There are places that you might get it, but you know, come with a plan B in case you encounter some kind of adverse conditions. Make sure somebody knows your itinerary and when you plan to be out, so if you don't come out, we know where to start looking for you.
I hope that the rescue is successful, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.